We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Last Mishnah in Perek HaOmer. Zok the Mishnah. B'tar HaOmer, Yichol HaMamzer V'Yitar. Mamzerim can be Mitar, which means there usually if a Mamzer marries any lady, the child is a Mamzer. But here we have a case where the Mamzer can marry someone and the child will not be a Mamzer. What's the case? Ketzad. Mamzer Shenoso Shivcha. If a mamzer marries a shivcha, which is not Tefes Kedushin, the halacha is that the vlad is like the shivcha. So now, the child that's born is an eved. Now, when the master frees that eved, he is a regular Jew, he's not a mamzer. So ketz a mamzer should also shivcha, ha vlad eved, shivcharoi, the master frees him, nimsa ha ben chayim, turns out that the child, the son, is a ben chayim, is a free man, and he's a regular Jew. Rabbi Eliezer argues, but I raise that eved mamzer, this child be a mamzer, even though we said that when there's no Kedushin, the Vlad is like the mother, which is the Shivcha. For some reason, as I said, still the Eved is a Mamzer. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is for that is. Zok to Gemara. And by the way, Tarfin gives his Eitzah, this idea, in order that you want to retire your child, let the Mamzer marry a Shivcha. Is that Mutul Lechatchila or not? By the way, Tarfin Lechatchila Kama or the Eved Kama? Now, what's the status of Mutul Lechatchila? Maybe this whole Isser of Lo Yeh Kodesh B'Yisrael, which is the Isser to marry a Shivcha, that is only by a regular Yisrael, but not by a Mamzer. That's the Tzawa B. This whole Isser to marry a Shivcha is only maybe on a regular Yisrael, but a Mamzer has a Heter, or the Eved Kama, or it just means that with the Eved, if the Mamzer married the Shivcha, which is also to do, you know, I really like marrying a Shivcha, but if he did it, then the child is a kosher child. That's the question. So Toshima, attempt to bring a ride. Toshima, umbrella of Tarfin. Tiharta says Zacharim, you took care of a Zachar who was a Mamzer. He has an Eitzah to marry a Shivcha. Loi Tiharta is an Akevis, but you didn't give an Eitzah for an Akevis. Vi Amr, it's more of a rabbi this. Vi Amr, the Chachilah Kamar, if you're allowed to do this, Mamzeres Nami Tinsel Avda. If it's Mutters, why can Mamzeres marry a Eved? And the Gemara is assuming if a Mamzeres marry a Eved, the children will be kosher also. But, and so what must be? It must be it's also the Chachilah. And a man who could go away to a far place and claim he's the Eved, and he'll marry a Shivcha. But an Isha, it's not the Derech for her to go somewhere and say she is a Shivcha, and therefore she won't be able to marry Eved. That's what our thought was pshat in while we told her of Tarfin, the Kavis won't work. Why won't the Kavis work? Because the Kavis don't go somewhere else and pretend they're a Shivcha. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is Eved ein l'chayis. Really, you could say it's Mutu l'chatchila. Why don't the Nekevas have an Eitzah? Because the Nekevas Taka don't have any option. Because if a Nekeva, who is a Mamzeris, marries the Eved, the child is a Mamzeris. The child will go bust to the Eved. The whole dinner is only by a Shivcha, goes of Vlad Kamaisa, Vlad's like the mother, but not like the father. So the Eved won't help anything. That's why they tie into Rav Tarfin, they only took care of this Karnap the Nekevas. Because by the Nekevas, you don't have an option. But we're still not sure if Rav Tarfin allowed us to Gatchila over the Eved. Toshma Adesh Vechazina, the Rav Simloi, Mamzahava. Though the Rabbi Savloi was staying somewhere, and the Baal Bayis there, the host, was a Mamzer. So Rabbi Savloi told him, if I was here earlier, before you got married, I wouldn't be able to retire your children. If it's mutter to marry a Shivcha, so good, I would have given you Eitzah to marry a Shivcha. Eli Amr to the Eved, my new, what you could have done, it's also to marry a Shivcha. So what would the Eitzah would have gave him? And for the Gemara, no. That maybe really, it's Osir L'chatchila. What was the Eitzah could have gave him? The man's Eitzah of Amalei Zilganoiv, steal. And if you steal and you don't have any money, you'll be sold as Eved Ivri. V'zdavim be'Eved Ivri. And you'll be sold as Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is Mutta Tel Shivcha. And then you could have been retired to Mamzerim. So what would have given you to steal? And this way you'll become Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is Mutta Tel Shivcha. Freaked Rashi, the obvious question. What do you mean? If we don't want to tell him to do Isser, that's what telling him not to marry a Shivcha, so why stealing is any better? It's also an Isser to steal. So what kind of Eitzah would that be to go steal? So Rashi says the Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara has a better kasha. The Gemara says, was there the parish of Eved Ivri in the days of Rav Simloi? When the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael and Yevos Noig, and Rav Simloi was later on, there was no Yevul Noig, there's no Eved Ivri, so Eved Ivri couldn't marry Shivcha anyway. So it must be back the Pshat that Rav Simloi told his host that he could have be Matarim, Lav Shmah, we know the Rav Tarfin L'chatchila Kamar. Tarfin is, holds it's Mutta L'chatchila, that it's Mutta L'chatchila Shmah, we know. that you can marry a shivcha in order to retire your children. You're allowed to marry a shivcha lichatchila. Now, the Tosfos is written in Tosfos Rosh. It doesn't tell us the Rashi's kasha. Rashi has a kasha. What we ate of stealing, now it's a steal. So Tosfos is written in Tosfos Rosh. Say two mahalchim. Tosfos Rosh's mahalch is that the case is you'll go over to the guy and say I'm going to steal from you. You're going to meichel the avera, but I still owe you the money. So here's a case where there's no avera, but you will be sold as an avera because you don't have the money to pay back. It's an interesting thing. You owe the money, but you don't have avera. That's what Tosfos Rosh says. Tosfos Rit says that the case was that he was meichel. Maybe Tosfos Rit inside. I forgot Tosfos Rit mahalach. So that's Tosfos Rosh mahalach, but he says meichel on the oven. What was the Tosfos Rit mahalach? Tosfos Rit says that he was planning on paying it back. There's no issa. Also a little bit shver that you steal. I'm asked to pay it back. That's not called stealing. Like upon him, that was the answer to that kasha. The Gemara slogged it up anyway, and the Gemara came out from Yer Zariah that it's mutal chatchila to marry a shivcha for mamz to marry shivcha in order to retire his children. He says that if a mamzer married the shivcha, the child is still a mamzer. What's the pshat? Don't you go bust on a mother? Bust on a shivcha? I'm Rabbi Lozer, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat on Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara, the pasuk says, by mamzer, it says, Oshin loy. It says, gam dara esiri loy yavoy loy bekal Hashem. So it goes after the father always. When it comes to mamzer, it goes after the psul. After the psul. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara, loy holach acha psuloy. It goes after his psul. And he's here, the father is the mamzer. So it goes after his psul, that any tzad, that here the mamzer is only from him, the loch is, that it is, the child is a mamzer. Even from him, the mamzer, it's a mamzer. Lo yachach apsulon. Rabbanon. Ahu, that's what we're Yisrael, shenos mamzeres. Sagda de chamina. You would think that it goes boss to the father, and to be mutter, also lo yachach. The pasuk lo yachach says, it goes after any mamzer shabay. The lashon lo yachach is going on the word mamzer. If there's any tzad mamzer, it makes a problem. So Rabbi Yehuda learned from that if a mamzer marries a shivcha, the child's a mamzer. But once you know, it's for a case where Yisrael marries a mamzeres, that even though usually you go once to the father by Jewish law, still here you'll be a mamzeres. Zochting about Zog Rabbi Yehuda back. From Rabbi Yehuda, lav, don't you say, even though this didn't go to the zacha, also loy afke, the word loy says, no, that here goes once to the psul. Hachanami, I'll say the same thing by a mamzer and a shivcha also. Hachanami, afkei k'sibi ishivilei da'atila adenaha osloy afkei. Just like by you, you're masking loy, you can be mafkia from the pasuk here also. Even though it says ishivilei da'atila adenaha, which means the child is like the shivcha, but loy says no. The loy is mafkia that halacha and says that it will be a mamzer. Rabbanon say no. Rabbanon kovlad mei shivcha k'nas kovlad b'mei behema dam. He says the pasuk ishivilei da'atila adenaha is more than just a limud. What it's saying is that it's like a vlad in the mei behema, and has no shaykhis to the father. The father is not mesiachis at all. It's not even in the parasha here. It's considered like the child of the behema, where the other behema has no shaykhis. So therefore, here the halacha will be that it'll always go b'as to the mother, and that's why it'll help to be mitar the mamzerim. That's pshat and Rav Tarfon, and we have here chokes of Tarfon and Rav Eliezer. If a mamzer marries a shivcha, if the child is a shivcha or a mamzer, we pass Rav Tarfon even more. We pass him that he could get married the chatchila to the shivcha. Hadr Allah, Perak Oimer, Balin Adam. Now we're going to start the new parak of Asar Yuchsin, which we started already in the Sugya of Yuchsin a little bit before, in the end of the third parak. Asar Yuchsin Olam Babel. When Ezra came up from Babel to build the second base of Mikdash, he came up with 10 different Yuchsin, different status, and he separated them into 10 different groups. Kahani, Levi, Israeli. He had Kahanim, Levi, Israelim, Chaloli, that is Psule Kuhuna, that means let's say a grusha marries a Kohen Hedit. The loch is the child's a Chalala, Geiri, that's Geirim, that's converts. The Cherure, that is Avodim, that were freed, that's it's like a din of a convert. Mamzeri is someone born from Isser Rayas. And the Sini, that is the Gevinim that came by Mei Yeshua. And David was goyiz on them, Shavas Deraiso, Derabbanan, but they also love it by Kahal, they also marry into the congregation. Shtuki va'asufi, these are the 10 different yuchsin. And the Gemara will explain what, and the Mishnah will explain what is a stuki, what's a asufi. So a law is like this. Kahani Leviim Yisraelim and Tarim Lav Zeh. They can intermarry each other. The Kahani Leviim Yisraelim. Leviim Yisraelim Chaloli Gerim V'Charurim and Tarim Lav Zeh. The Leviim Yisraelim and the Chalolim all Mutter Gerim V'Charurim. All Mutter Lav Zeh. But a Kohen can marry a Chalol or a Ger or a Charuri. A Ger and Charuri can marry because they have a din of a Zayna. They have a din of a Zayna. They're not marry a Zayna because since we assume that they practiced they did a Rayis even without being married and therefore they're considered a Zayna. Geiri, Cheruri, Mamzeri, Resini, Shtuki, Vasufi. All these are mutter to each other. Now, even though Geiri, Cheruri are not Mamzeri, not even Tzad Mamzeri, but since they're not called a regular Kahal, they're called Kahal Geirim. Therefore, they're mutter by Mamzeri. Kula mutarim la vizeh vizeh. Ve'elohim Shtuki. What is a Shtuki? Shtuki is someone who knows who his mother is, not his father. Koshu makers ima ve'ina makers olav. And whenever he says that's his father, his mother says, it's not your father. So that means we don't know who the father is. Different to Suffolk Mamzer, because maybe we don't know what happened. Maybe it was Eish Sish, but I have no idea what happened. A Sufi is called Nesef and Ashuk. Bein Emakala is Avo Zimai. A Sufi is even worse. You don't know the mother or the father. So again, it's Suffolk Mamzer. Abishol called Ashtuki Baduki. Abishol called Ashtuki Baduki. So that is the Asar Yuchsin in our Mishnah. And it says, Lashon Olubi Baba. Pray to Gemara. They came up about where they go to Eretz Yisrael. Why did the Mishnah say that? Asar Yuchsin Olam Babel, my irritant Olam Babel, Nisti Hokhl Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't it say that Asar Yuchsin came to Eretz Yisrael? What's Olam Baba? So the Gemara, Milsagam Ruch Kamashvan, teaching us Agav that Eretz Yisrael is the highest place on earth, and Yerushalayim and Beis Mikdash is even higher. The Tanya, look at the Brisa. The pasuk says in the Torah, "Vekamta ve'alisa elamokam v'shvuchah yipcha Hashem alakachaboy." This is talking about a case where Beis Din didn't know something. They go up to the Sanhedrin, which is in the Beis Mikdash, says, "Vekamta ve'alisa." Malamich, Beis Mikdash, gavoya mekal Eretz Yisrael. You see, for me, Beis Mikdash is higher than whole Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, gavoya mekal Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. Now the Mashal is bothered. What do you mean it's higher than other lands? Isn't Mount Everest higher? He doesn't ask that, but there are places that are higher than Eretz Yisrael. So he explains the whole world is round. And when something is round, there's nothing really higher than the other one. But the top of a circle, that's the highest spot. Like by an apple, the top is the highest. So Eretz Yisrael is where the whole world started. That's considered the top of the circle, and therefore it's considered Gavoya from all the other Aratzim. So Gemara says, "Bishlam beis hamikdash gavoya mekar Eretz Yisrael." Because a pasuk, "Hayin nechsev atap esamal tes hamveis." Hayin nechsev divrei rivus bisharecha v'kam tivalisa. That you'll go up to the beis hamikdash to the beis din hagadol. So we know the kam tivalisa is talking about the beis hamikdash. El Eretz Yisrael gavoya mekar aratzis. No, what's the mekar? Eretz Yisrael is higher than all aratzis. The Gemara answers, "The chsev." It says a pasuk talking about la'asad lava. It says a pasuk Yirmiyo. The pasuk lechein. Hine yom bam num Hashem. The good day is coming. Hashem says, "V'loyoyim ha'oid chay Hashem ashehelo es bnei Yisrael meretz Yisrael." I'm not going to say anymore. Thanks to Hashem, they took us out of Meretz Yisrael. Kiyim Chai Hashem, you can say, long live Hashem, who Ashehela, that brought us up, Ashehevi Ezera Beis Yisrael, brought Klai Yisrael, Meretz Yisrael from the north, from Mekal Aratzis, Asher Hedech Lichlim Shom, V'yoshvu Ad Mosam, and to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Lashon from all the Aratzis, it's a Lashon of Hela, bring us up. So you see, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other places. So not only is Beis Yisrael higher, but Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the Aratzis. My ear is talking Olam Bavel. So good. It says Oluk. We want to say going up to Eretz Yisrael. And this is the Olam Eretz Yisrael. Why Olam Bavel? They came up to Eretz Yisrael. And for the Gemara Messiah, Leil Rabbi Eliezer, Dom Rabbi Loza, Dom Rabbi Loza, Leil Ola Ezra mi Bavel, Asha Asa Kaselis the Kiyah Va'Ola. Olam Bavel means he left Bavel and he cleaned out Bavel. He made Bavel very clean. He took out all the psulim, psule yuchsen, he took them out. All the ones who had not such good lineage, he took them out of Bavel because he's bringing all Talmidei Chacham with him. He was worried that they're not going to know anything, so he made sure everything was mesuder and organized in Bavel, and he brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't worried that anything's not going to, the Ptum won't mix into Klai Yisrael because the Lishka HaGazis was there, the Beis HaMikdash was there, and they would watch that all the Kahanim Levim all were careful not to marry Psulim. So therefore, what he did was he cleaned out Bavel, he made Bavel organized, and he brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. So Olu Bavel means Olu Mi Bavel. He took the Yuchsim out of Bavel, took the Psulim out of Yavel, but out of Bavel, and he made Bavel Keseres Lakia like clean flour.